So, good morning, Glory. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you too?
I'm fine, thank you. So, are you excited starting our first chat show?
I am so excited. Obviously, getting out of this, boredom and what have you, looking out and getting a fresh view of life beyond, COVID-19.
I love the title, Living Above COVID-19.
We need to. We
can't keep dwelling on, all exactly. The troubles that are being thrown at us at this time. So exactly. It's really good. And the title is quite motivating. It gives you hope. Yeah, it gives you hope. And so, without much ado, let's kick off this show. My name is Christine Locke, and I'm the CEO of Diversity House. Diversity House is a charity that addresses social inequalities in order to promote community integration, inclusion, and cohesion. And we need cohesion. We need connected communities desperately, even more so at this time of the COVID-19. So I think this is the right time to do this talk show. So with me co-hosting this talk show today, it's Gloria Opara. Gloria Opara is a lady that is so, so empowered. She has her fingers in many, many right things, And she's a counselor at Medway Council. She's also the founder and director of Cyber Engineers. And she will tell us more about it because actually, she's the first lady that I have seen and that is close to me that is saying something about cyber. I am so naive when it comes to cyber. So she will enlighten us when she introduces herself about what cyber engineering is. Man, that's really good. And so before Gloria comes and introduces herself to us, I want to give you a little breakdown of what we intend to do and what you will be listening to today. So this session, which will be roughly 30 minutes, we'll be talking for 20 minutes, and then the rest of the 10 minutes will be open for you to contribute, to give us your own ideas, because we know you are really, eager to share with us your plans for living above COVID-19. So we kick off with introduction of Gloria. We'll start with our personal response to this pandemic, We'll share with you the little things that we've been doing ourselves as individuals and with our families, what we've been doing to cope, our coping mechanism and the resilience, how are we finding our resilience? We'll share that with you. And also we look at some of the drawbacks, the impacts of this COVID, 19. What kind of impacts, what negative things that are occurring, and we want to hear from you also, and also so that we could share. They said a problem shared is a problem solved. So if you share and if we share, then somebody somewhere would have an idea of how to navigate or ameliorate some of these issues. We'll announce, give you some announcements of some of the things we intend to do from now till, maybe next month or the next 2-3 months. And we also urge you to give us some ideas of what you want to see in this talk show, because it belongs to you also. So without much ado now, let me welcome Gloria Opara to this talk show. Welcome, Gloria.
Thank you, Christine. That was a lovely introduction and summary of all the things that we're going to be doing. I am so excited. I tell you one of the reasons I'm excited.
Yes.
It's exciting to look at somebody like you who is also bursting with so much enthusiasm beyond COVID-19, because all we seem to be hearing is, how many people have been affected, how many people we've lost and what have you. So just having the opportunity to come and participate in something like this is so exciting. So thank you for inviting me.
And thank you for accepting also.
I am so grateful.
Great. And
just like you said, I have my fingers in so many things. In some ways good, in some ways not too good. So yeah, as a councillor, elected member of Medway Council. I'm involved with just looking after my residents. My ward, we have over 7,000 households. And during this pandemic, obviously, just keeping an eye out and listening out for those who would need my help. It's been good that we've not been having all those regular council meetings and what have you, but we've still been involved with, you know, the residents. They've been contacting us by phone. We've been using Zoom to hold meetings, which has been great. And just helping residents live above COVID-19. Representing them as much as possible. Mm-hmm. So that's ongoing, and it's not just, you know, for my residents, because as part of Medway, being an elected member of Medway Council, I'm also the deputy chair or vice chair of the Children and Young People's Overview and Scrutiny Committee of Medway Council.
That's great.
Which means that beyond my ward, anyone who has an issue to do with children's services can still contact me. So I'm still dealing with all that. So quite busy, even during this time. And as the founder and CEO of Cyber Engineers, that in itself is another very exciting project that I'm into. Why cyber engineers? Why cyber security? In my former life, I was a school teacher. And I realized teaching computer science, I realized that, you know, our young people were not being prepared for the real work in the industry that I belong to, i.e., you know, technology. And so I wrote to the government asking if they could extend the current apprenticeship levy to cover my younger students so that they can take advantage of that apprenticeship levy in cybersecurity beyond below level four.
Yes.
At the time, the government came back to me and said that there wasn't any business case for apprenticeship in cybersecurity below level four.
Oh, that's so not right.
Exactly. And I knew my students. I knew that although they were level two and level three students that I was teaching, they were capable of doing the job. Yes. And you know, when I went into IT many, many years ago, what I was doing there, you know, I was outsourced to Germany, for example. And they were bringing in, you know, people from everywhere, every part of the world to deal with our IT issues at the time. So many IT departments were outsourced to India, to Pakistan. We can't outsource cybersecurity. We can't suddenly say to Russia or to China, you know, can you come and look after our cyberspace? You know, we can't do that. So the only thing that is left for us to do is to grow ours from grassroots.
Yes, train our own people.
You know, so this is why, you know, I set up a Cyber Engineers. So what we do in Cyber Engineers is really training people in cybersecurity. So we are into your home router security.
Let me come in here. Let's not give away a lot, because remember that we are going to be talking about cybersecurity on the 24th of this month.
That's a whole world, a different world altogether. So like Christine said, I'm not going to say much about it, but you know, what do we do? So during this pandemic, what have I been doing? It's been obviously quite a challenging place, but I saw it coming. I saw the lockdown coming. So what I did was, just as soon as schools were closed, I realized that the next thing that will be closed will be providers like ourselves. So I moved my office back home. You know, set up my office. My husband was laughing at me. He thought I was being over dramatic, but I could visualize what was coming. I could perceive. So I set up my office, and lo and behold, a few days after my office was set up internally, the lockdown was initiated. So I've been actually quite busy. I do a lot of reading. I don't like, I have to put my hands up. I don't like going out too much if I don't have to. So I enjoy being indoors, working flat out, you know, which in a way is good. You know, I keep myself occupied. I do listen to the news because I need to be able to, I need to be aware, I need to be informed. However, I don't spend hours listening to all that issues about coronavirus. It seems to be the only thing on the news these days anyway. So I do that. So I also do some readings, and I build myself. You know, I invest a lot in myself. I read, I research, I look at YouTube as to how can I become a better me after COVID-19.
Exactly, because life beyond.
Exactly. Life
beyond, let's look at, there's some positive that this thing is bringing.
Yeah.
Believe me, I think it's a time to step back a bit.
Yeah.
And re-examine yourself. It's a time for reflection and to carry out an audit of yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Carry out an audit of your relationship with people.
Yes,
carry out an audit of your skills, your ability, and see, and put things in place.
That's
To, if there are places where you are wanting, you try and put things in place and begin to put things in place.
Very true.
Actually address those issues. Because I tell you, you don't want to be the same person who went into the lockdown. You want to be a much, much better empowered skilled and innovative person at the end of it all. Because there's a light at the end of this tunnel. And you don't want to be the same again. Because life is not going to be the same.
No, not likely. Not likely. And you're right in saying that. There is no way. This is likely to be the new normal.
Exactly.
You know, because, you know, people who have moved a lot of their businesses online cannot suddenly go back to how it used to be.
Exactly.
For example.
Because you spend so much money to transfer your frontline services onto a digital platform.
Exactly.
And then you want to dismantle it again.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to be like that.
Exactly.
So we need to begin to think, this is the time that we need technology more.
Yeah.
And we need to be very, very savvy when it comes to technology. Mm-hmm. You know, like you said yourself, I think we have the same way of thinking, you know? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I started a PhD because I'm that kind of woman.
Well done, you.
Yeah, thank you. I'm that kind of woman that wants to just do, action. I want new things. I just want to be out there doing things. And if there are some gaps in my life, I feel tired, I feel frightened. So I want to actually, I'm a very active, proactive person. Mm-hmm. So I decided that even though I work in the community, supporting my communities, and even though I also do some consultancy and talks all over the country and abroad, that was not enough, that I needed new knowledge. If I'm going to be talking to people, I need to actually understand theoretically what I want to implement practically. And that's why I went back to the university. And also, having done that, I felt that I also need to make sure that wherever I am, if it's in the university, if it's at home, that I'm connected to my office. Mm. So last year, what did I do? Last year, December, we started building an office, a proper studio, work studio, at the top end of my garden.
And
this top office, you could set up five. I have three computers now, but it could sit five computers and five.
Right.
Yeah, and I have my library and everything. And I decided to spend money on with cloud, you know, to make sure that everything I'm doing, both my main office and my home office and my university, everything are linked together. Mm-hmm. I set it up properly because I thought to myself that, listen, what if at a point in time, I may not be able to, I need to hot desk. That's what I thought. I said, what if I need to hot desk?
Wow.
Why can't I carry my office everywhere I go?
That's right. Yep.
Like I travel abroad, why can't I have all my documents with me wherever I go? Mm-hmm. And that's why I spent some money to do that. But it turned out that it was a very, very good investment.
Of course, like now.
Very good investment. Like now we are talking, everything one needs, it's, you know, just at your fingertip, you know? Uh-huh. And I don't like, you know, because I do a lot of community work. So I meet people every time. I also like my own private space.
Mm-hmm.
So having this studio and home is a place where I can be me a change, and sit down and reflect. Because also, if you are giving, you give so much of yourself that you need to replenish.
That you do.
You've got.
And
you need a space to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, you see, there's some commonalities here, you know.
Yeah, of course.
When you talk,
of course.
And I'm sure there are many, many women and girls and men
of course.
And other people that are having the same similar ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be nice if we could hear them share this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. Exactly. It'd be good to synergize.
Exactly.
Mm.
See how people are doing it.
Yeah.
It's so exciting that we're doing saying this. And so, how has life been? Look at, let me tell you, look at my nails. Can you see my nails?
Yes, in mine.
We have the same shoes. You know, everybody will be saying all sorts of things about Corona. Do you know what I'm thinking about? You know, it's not about any other thing. I know it's horrendous that people are dying. Yeah. It breaks my heart that people are losing loved ones.
Oh,
we are losing talents and people in our communities globally.
It's awful.
But it can't be helped because that's what a pandemic is all about, you know. And until the right vaccine is found to actually address this issue, that's how it's going to be. So we all need to actually sit back, follow instructions, and do not cross ventilate or cross, share all this, with other people. Just be on your own and follow the government instruction. But having said that, staying by yourself and, you could do things online. You can make purchases online. But there are certain things you can't do online,
That's right.
There are certain things you need face-to-face. Oh, look at these nails. Because these nails, it needs to be removed. when I'm talking at home and I'm getting frustrated, everybody said, "Mommy, why are you frustrated?" Husband said, "Why are you frustrated?" Your nails, I said, it may be something very simple to you, but to me, it's not that simple. You see, because I don't have the skill, the know-how to remove this thing. And I can't call the expert and say, could you remove it remotely? It's something that needs to be removed face-to-face.
So
how are other women faced with this crisis? Because it's a crisis, I'm telling you. How are they managing to live with these nails that are looking this way that needs to be removed? So you tell me, you have the same problem.
Well, do you know, I mean, first of all, let's just agree that what's happening around us is awful. Our hearts go out to those who have lost loved ones, whose loved ones are perhaps in hospital and right now, it is awful. And I tell you another thing that is awful about it, it's not so much the numbers of people who are dying, but, the hopelessness.
Yes.
And that is living in the hearts of so many people. So when you talk to people, people are down, people are almost like oppressed from the very fact that this is going on around us. So it's demoralizing, to say the least. So I get that. But one thing I always encourage myself is that there is life beyond COVID-19, and there's going to be. And Lord willing, I'm a Christian. I practice my Christian faith by believing that, I'm going to be, so long as I follow the guidelines, stay at home, protect the NHS,
and the grace of
life, so long as I do all that, I wash my hands regularly, I hate washing my hands, as long as I do all that, then the greater authority, who is the God that I believe in, will keep me.
Exactly.
And we're talking about some of the practical things that are, I feel really, affected by, things as little as, my nails, my hair, skincare, those little things that normally no one will even bother about.
Yes.
When you need to do your nails, you just walk in. Like my, the nail bar is 2 minutes walk from my office. So, I can quite easily go in there. But, these are petty things, some people will say. But for us, as ladies, who like to just
look good,
You actually like to love yourself.
Exactly.
And I think women should love themselves.
Of course.
You know, from time to time, you pamper yourself. You feel that, oh, this COVID, this lockdown, I wish they would open it up so I can go and have my hair done, so I can go and have my nails done and have my eyebrows done, you know. So there are, like you said, there are so many ladies out there who perhaps have the skills to do all this. I mean, I had a meeting online 2 days ago, and the lady's nails were so perfect. I was like, how did you get those? And she said, oh, she had to, you know, really sit down and did it by herself because it was looking, but she couldn't do her eyebrows. So all these little things, and it would be nice for our listeners even to send in ideas. How can we, beyond just looking at our inside, how can we ensure that our, you know, physical appearance is not neglected, obviously.
Exactly.
You know, some of the things that I'm doing also, because I'm at home, I feel more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
My kitchen is not very far from where I'm sitting right now.
Yes.
So every time I go into the kitchen, I see either a fruit or some tempting evil stuff in the kitchen that nobody, I will not have the time to eat. But because the time's here, you know, I just feel so tempted. And, you know, oh, it's only just this. Oh, it's only just one. And I'm praying that after all this, I don't actually now have the problem of...
shedding the added weight.
Yeah.
So let our listeners tell us exactly what they're doing to improve their healthy lifestyle. Are you indulging in lots of chocolate, like our friend here? Are you drinking lots of fizzy drinks? Are you eating all those things you're not meant to eat? And we're not saying you shouldn't eat. You know, but you need to minimize it. You need to actually, you know, little bite sizes and all that. But like you said, actually, I found myself indulging in a lot of ice cream.
Oh,
yes, I indulge in lots of M&S ice cream. But I know that already I have this knee problem, which is caused by adding weight. You know, my knee is carrying a lot of weight. And so, the knee pain is telling me I need to actually watch my weight. I need to reduce it and so that I'll go back to normal. You know, many people actually think it's age. It's not just age that makes your knee too hot. It's when you're carrying the weight that the knee can, that's so much for the knee, it will give up, you know. So there are different issues that lead to knee pain, you know, or arthritis, or age, or your eating style, or the kind of dietary, you know.
Yeah, lifestyle as well.
Exactly. Could and if you're living a sedentary life also. But I, you know, going back to a lot of ice cream that I've been eating, indulging and stuffing my face, you know. So what we decided to do is that during lunchtime, my children will come and we'll spend some time in our garden playing handball or kicking balls. I know the funny thing, my kids actually really think we are the same age mate because they drag me into their trampoline and we keep, you know, we go to the trampoline and we keep jumping and doing all that. And I think by the time you finish, you're sweating. Another thing they want me to do is to do TikTok. I don't know what that is anyway, from their mobile phone. And they will just put a music and they say, mommy, you need to dance. They start teaching me all the dances that young people do, you know, and they will laugh. And having that very good laugh, you know, laughing at my own expense. Laughing at my expense because I'm not doing it properly, you know, older me, not being able to do what the younger girls are doing. But that's a release. That's something for your mental health. Your mental
That's
health.
That's right.
Laughter. Yes. Laugh at yourself.
Yes.
Just laugh at you. It's very good.
Don't take yourself so seriously.
Exactly. And I think, so, you know, at the end of it, or when we finish, when they laugh at me and we roll around and you know, we go back, you know, because you're now so sweaty, you have to go and, you know, have a shower. That's a very good thing. I think
that's nice.
Yeah, that's good. So eat, but as well as you can do a lot of exercise. There are gentle exercises. you know, if you don't have a garden, you could do some arm exercise and in your, uh-huh. in your house. If you live upstairs, you could climb this staircase. Say you will climb staircase
10 times, right?
You know, 10 times, 20, uh-huh. 20 times. Do 30 minutes, simple exercise. Even whilst you're in the kitchen, what uh-huh. I do when I'm in the kitchen, I have a radio, I have a television there. So I do some kind of dancing all by myself, you know, jump up and down and do some old school dancing. That's very good. 5 minutes, turn your body and shake yourself.
Yeah, of course.
That will keep you going. And also it's very good to fight depression because yeah. this COVID could affect your mental well-being.
That's right.
You
it's
know?
True.
So mm-hmm. anything that you could do, don't sit down and moan. Don't listen to too much news. It's not good for you. Whereby yeah. they're picking holes in all the instruction government is giving them. All the reporters are picking, analyzing it almost quantitatively, analyzing things. It's too much. You are mm-hmm. not a scientist. Neither are you a researcher. Just follow the instruction. Forget all the analysis. Leave it for the scholars to do. Mm-hmm. That's what they want to do. But do not let it affect you.
You're right.
Because mental health, let me tell you, if people don't follow instruction, eat very well, sleep well, drink a lot, do tiny exercises, if they don't do this, the problem that we've seen will get worse at the end yeah. of it. You know, because mental health, people will begin to have suicidal ideation.
That's
we
right.
We don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
So...
And it's also important to say that if you're feeling suicidal or you're feeling overwhelmed at this time, you're not alone.
Yes.
Because obviously it's becoming prevalent with exactly. all this going on.
Yeah.
It is important for you to seek help. It is important for you not to suffer in silence mm-hmm. because I work with young people and I will tell you most of my learners are struggling with yeah. lockdown. Mm. And so it's important to reach out, talk to somebody about how you're feeling because there is help out there. And I would also say that, you know, sessions like this that you and I are having, yeah. it's just it's a platform for people not to come and hear us, but to yeah. come and participate. Let's have a chat. Let's have a conversation.
And stay connected, isn't it?
That's it. Mm. That's it. So it's important for people to know that. But you know what? We can say so many things, but unless people really buy into what we are saying, because individuals, we are all different, yeah. aren't we? You know, the way we would relate to things would be different from the way someone else would obviously relate to those things. But one thing is important. It's important for us to be able to turn off.
Exactly.
Right? Turn off that news. If it's not doing your mental health any good, turn it off. You don't need, you're not a scientist. So like you said, mm. you're not a scholar. Just turn it off, you know, because especially if it's affecting you, go somewhere, sit somewhere, eat the ice cream. If you have to. You know, whatever your secret scene is, go have it, you know, but please do not sit in front of the television or read news articles upon one after the other just to depress yourself.
Okay.
Reach out to somebody else before
because we need to give our listeners some time to ask questions and to contribute. But you said something very important, that when people are having very much, you know, being overwhelmed because of the situation and having suicidal ideation or whatever it is, and they just want to talk, I will urge them to call our number, call our helpline number. You could reach us on 07-484-536-562. Or you could email us on info@diversityhouse.org.uk. We are always there, 24 hours. There's help at the end of the line. We will talk to you. But having said this now, Gloria, let's give our listeners some time to contribute and, you know, stay connected with us. Great.
So, okay, so please, we really want you to get in touch with us. Share how you're finding this whole lockdown, this pandemic, you know, what effect it's having on you, what some of the good things that you are experiencing, good practice that could help us and help others. And some of the challenges you're having, Christine and myself, we've obviously talked about things like, you know, being able to look after ourselves physically and whilst we are in lockdown, because, you know, for the skill set that we have, and we don't have to do that at this moment in time. So it would be good to hear from you during this time. You are so valued.
So we'll end this meeting, and what will happen the next time, we'll also talk about families. For those, you know, we all have families. No man is an island, to be honest. Because family need not to be your, you know, your biological families. They could be your neighbors. They could be your friends. Mm-hmm. So we look at how are we relating with families. And those with children, we look at this time that, you know, they're supposed to be in school, but they're not in school because of this COVID. What are we doing to support our children? And what are we also doing to mend some broken relationship, because this is the time. There's no excuse of, well, I'm busy, I'm going to work. Sit down and mend those relationships and talk. Communication will be very important at this time. So we look at all sorts, you know, there are many, many things to talk about. And if our listeners have other things that they want us to deliberate upon, they can email us, and they could phone us, and they could actually talk about it whilst we are connected. And having said this, thank you, Gloria, for being part of this.
Pleasure.
This show. And I hope that listeners would have found it useful. And do give us some feedback about what you've had today and your thoughts about what we should do going forward. Okay. And thank you very much for staying connected. And this definitely we live beyond and above COVID-19. God bless you.
Thank you, Christine.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye-bye.